I guess one could ask how long the Drake May freeze out will continue. That was DeMarcus Covington, who was clearly pumping the Michelin tires of one Drake May. And Curtis suggested when we did our leads this morning during the 6 o'clock hour that there's some sort of conspiracy afoot and that there are some that are speaking very positively about Drake May and maybe at the behest of Gerard Mayo.
Well, do you think it's interesting that it's been open season all week from players, coaches, and people around the team that Drake May looks great? Do you think that we would be hearing this if Jacoby Brissett had just beaten the Jets?
No.
So, of course, it's not conspiratorial to say that this is a change in a method by the organization.
Yeah.
And I don't think DeMarcus Covington's going to say anything without the tacit approval of Gerard Mayo.
And I'll take Curtis, because Curtis's conspiracy even deeper down the wormhole. Who's speaking highly of Drake May? Which coaches?
The
defensive
coaches.
Defensive coaches. Yeah. All the coaches that it looked like Gerard Mayo had the ability to hire.
Ding, ding.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think, Alex Van Pelt was not a Gerard Mayo hire.
Where's the receivers coach? Where's the O-line coach?
Right.
Where's the running backs coach saying, you know what, that throw that Drake May made to so-and-so down the sideline, I'd never seen a throw like that before. You notice that it's all the defensive guys.
Yeah.
And in the world that I view this team from, those were the guys Mayo got to hire.
That's a good point.
Because he had relationships with the majority of the defensive guys prior. Offensive relationship prior to him becoming head coach, he had no relationship with none of those guys.
Right. That's my point. Alex Van Pelt is not going to be here, I don't think, in 2 to 3 years.
He had the relationship with Jacoby Brissett. He benefits from Jacoby Brissett looking manageable in this offense. That's who benefits from it Van Pelt.
And what's the most important stat to Alex Van Pelt through three games?
Zero interceptions.
Yes.
And you bring in Drake May, and then you know what? If Drake May looks good, but the offense is struggling, they're not going to trade Drake May. They're going to get rid of the coordinator.
Shime, we should finally get to a portion of They Said It in the form of what Rob Ninkovich said, which proves he is not on Team Wiggensheim in a minute. This is Lewis. Lewis has us on hold. I don't know why people do that. Lewis is actually...
Well, it says he's French and they're a-holes.
He's a French guy. And so, clearly on Team Michelin. But Rob Ninkovich, here's what he says about Drake May starting.
All the commentary right now, Billy O, Scarnecchia, Tom, I'm thinking of the last three guys that I've heard ask about who should be the starter. They all say Jacoby. You have a fourth string tackle out there. Do you know if... This is the mentality.
Is it even a fourth string?
This is the mentality of a pass rusher. You look out there and you see a non-starter.
Yeah.
It's a turnstile. It's, hey, I'm walking to the subway and you got that thing that's just, who's going to get paid? You're just trying to get like four sacks on the guy. So my question here is, what do they do offensively if you can't drop back without hitting your back foot and getting smashed by a defensive end?
You chip or you keep the tight end in over there to help with the tackle who could be a turnstile. And, Ninko, I would say this. Billy O on this show said you play the number three guy. You play the number three guy.
He sort of did.
He did.
I feel like Ninkovich has heard him, though, and feels like, I don't know, maybe he heard him somewhere else.
Selective hearing.
Unless he heard him on on Jules' podcast?
Yeah, but did they? I don't know if they tied in. Listen,
I don't know.
I don't know. So Ninkovich is going with the he's going to get killed reason
and
for not starting Drake May.
And what did I say? Give me another logical, right? What was the other word I used? I wrote it down.
Reasonable. Reason why,
other than he's going to get killed, that you can use. And it's easy to chip or help out. If you watch the Dallas game last night, a lot of time they were helping, chipping their way out with Micah Parsons. Other than that, why I would say, Rob, what are the reasons other than him getting killed, would you say don't play him? that you could get me to be like, all right, I get what you're saying. I'll ride with you on that one. But as of right now, that's all anybody says. Oh, he's going to get killed.
I mean, you know what Jacoby Brissett is, so devil's advocate.
Right.
Is he, if you have a porous offensive line, is Jacoby Brissett better because of experience?
No.
Is he more able to get the ball out if the ball needs to get out? Is he better? Is he going to be
better? He's the worst. He holds on to the ball forever. So if anything, he's a sacrificial lamb back there. If he's going to get killed, then what do? Then you don't play Drake May?
No, you're going to.
But
so that's why there's no reason to hold him right now.
Right. So you can't say, well, if Jacoby Brissett happens to get hurt, which, you know, every time he gets hit, it looks like he's kind of wincing a little bit or he's down on the ground. Like, maybe this is something that, you know, you never want to see guys get hurt. But if he does, are you putting Drake May in or are you still saying, well, we're scared of the O-line?
Well, no, I think watching the Jets game, it answered your question
right.
Since they put him in already.
Mm-hmm. Here's a text for you, 508 text. Here are the reasons, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Young, Sam Darnold, David Carr, Zach Wilson.
I want to go.
Zach
fine.
Wilson wasn't ruined. He was just always bad.
Yeah.
Bryce Young wasn't ruined. He was a statistical anomaly in the first place. He was 5'10", like 180 pounds, soaking wet, playing quarterback. David Carr was in like the early 2000s, drafted to an expansion team, by the way. And then Sam Darnold, I don't know, he's pretty good in Minnesota right now.
Can I have a rebuttal, Your Honor? C.J. Stroud, Matt Ryan, Matthew Stafford. To that texter.
All pretty good right away.
All played as rookies. So every guy you tell me.
Would you include like the development that you see when it comes to Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, I mean, the jury's still out on him, but
We all agree, outside of Scheim, that if Josh McDaniels didn't leave and go to the Raiders, that Mac Jones would have built off of his rookie year?
Yes.
Oh, I got another one for you. You guys are going to love this one. Josh Allen played as a rookie. Ooh. He's somebody who played as a rookie.
Ooh.
It ruined him.
Ooh.
Why do people backtrack? Like, he made a point, Josh Allen, that is, about Steph Diggs not being there, mm-hmm. without saying his name, saying that it's nice to have a set of receivers.
Everybody eats.
That is not concerned about their own stats. And then everybody loses their mind when it's like, Steph Diggs is hardly alone in that. I mean, every receiver in the NFL is obsessed with their stats.
Yeah, I mean,
and then he backtracks. It's like, of course, that's what you were talking about. Why do people not just say that's what I meant?
Yeah. All right. Well, the rest of They Said It's still to come in just a little bit. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox kick off their last series of the season tonight with the Rays at Fenway Park. 7:10 first pitch with Nick Pivetta getting the start. Make sure to start listening at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app.
Curtis, emergency top five greatest Joe Castiglione moments of your lifetime.
All right, well, can I start in reverse order with number one?
Yes.
My favorite Joe Castiglione call, is it the second inning? I think it was the second inning. The Red Sox and Yankees are tied at 2. Bases are loaded. Game 7, 2004. Kevin Brown gets yanked. Esteban Loaiza enters the game. Johnny Damon hits a flare to right. Short porch that had benefited the Yankees my entire life. 6-2 Sox. When that ball landed, the grand slam call from Joe Castiglione, absolutely spectacular. And on a note for Red Sox history, they closed down the Oakland Coliseum for the A's yesterday. And very underrated was the Game 5 Sox-A's in that building. One of the great series that led to the beginning of the two-year ALCS war of the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Would you include falling out of the chair mid-broadcast?
That is number two.
That's number two,
yeah.
On your list?
Yeah.
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
The Red Sox
win! I just went head over heels in my chair.
Joe just fell down.
And the fact is that that he didn't fall out more often sitting next to that absolute dud in Tim Neverett is a miracle. God, is that guy awful.
Well, you will get to hear Joe. I don't know how many of you grew up listening to Joe, but being here my entire life, Red Sox baseball on the radio, Joe Castiglione, and that's it. For me, Curtis, on television, it was Ken the Hawk Harrelson.
On the board.
Back in the 70s, but you will get to hear Joe's final games this weekend here on WEEI, on the Shaw's and Star Market, Red Sox Radio Network all over New England, and on the Odyssey app.
Swinging a ground ball, stabbed by Folk. He has it. He underhands to first, and the Boston Red Sox are the world champions. For the first time in 86 years, the Red Sox have won baseball's world championship. Can you believe it?
Unbelievable. All right, Courtney, anything else?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I thought I had already said the end of it. I'm very sorry.
No problem.
I guess there is a little bit more. The Cowboys took down the Giants in Thursday Night Football 20-15.
Uh-oh. Is this the after effects of the Oreo?
Stop it right now. Scary situation for Micah Parsons, who went down with an ankle injury. X-rays looked clean after the game. He is set for an MRI today. And in college football, as folks wait to see if Hurricane Helene will impact any games, the only matchup canceled currently is the game between Florida A&M and Alabama A&M, which has been postponed till November 29th. But keep an eye out on the other games played in college and NFL games like the Eagles at Bucks and Saints at Falcons. And it is here. The prime rib dinner is back at the Nines. 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime rib served with a choice of two sides, available every Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day on Sunday. You gotta love the Nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Courtney, before I get to the weather, the WEEI Woo Sox Report is brought to you by the American Foundation for The WEEI Woo Sox Report is brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Massachusetts chapter. I had Oreos, too. I apologize for that. And the Woo Sox got to see the number one prospect in all of baseball in Roman Anthony. So enjoy all the stars of tomorrow in Worcester today. And the weather is currently 64 degrees, partly cloudy, afternoon high of 75. And Greg, Sunday, you, Bullet, Linz, apple picking, perfect day for it with the 4 o'clock start. You guys are going to really love whatever Stowe apple orchard you'll go to.
We are actually going to be attending Oyster Fest at the Cisco Outdoor Brewery in the Seaport.
Let me know how that is.
Starts at noon on Sunday.
Ooh, my wife would love that.
Why don't you come over? Why don't you join us? We got the whole crew. We got Brees Hill. We got Julia Hill. We got Jen Hill. We got Linz. We got the dogs. We got everybody.
All right.
Sunday, Oyster Fest.
That's fun.
Cisco in the Seaport.
What time's it start?
Noon.
Because I got lunch.
I just said that.
My wife and I got lunch with Big E, Eric Rogers.
You're probably not a big oyster guy.
No, I'm not, but she is.
You don't like seafood.
No, but she loves oysters. I'm not.
Okay. Well, I am. I will be. I can throw down 100 oysters.
Okay.
In one sitting. At a Michelin star restaurant or wherever I am having them. All right. Thank you, Curtis. Thank you, Courtney. We'll be right back. It is a Patriots Friday, and this week's Cross Insurance Player Spotlight is on Jacoby Brissett, Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
All day long, because my eyes are going to be watching every play, everything he does, because if the Patriots lose this game and the offense looks like it's looked the past 3 weeks, we're all in here Monday saying, time to start Drake May. You get the soft landing spot at home against the team that lost their quarterback in the Miami Dolphins that is struggling, just like you are.
Is it fair to judge Jacoby Brissett because how good was the offense going to look anyway against the San Francisco 49ers?
Oh, he's gotten plenty of time. He's gotten 4 games.
And the Niners are beat up right now, so it shouldn't be like that crazy of a blowout.
Right.
Do you think that there's any chance that we don't have to wait till the Miami game and Jacoby gets pulled in this one?
Well, he gets pulled if they're getting blown out and he looks bad. Then I think he gets pulled. But if it's a close game and the offense has looked the way it's looked, and I can't remember if it was Shima Curtis who said this, where Jacoby Brissett, he's going out there, he's not throwing any interceptions, but he's not taking any chances. I don't think they pull him just because of that. I think they wait, and after the game, they go, listen, we know where we're going to go with Jacoby Brissett. It's time to put in Drake May. It's time to play the kid, because you know what you're getting with Brissett. You're getting Yeah, he might not throw no interceptions, but he's not throwing any touchdowns either, right? And he's not taking any chances. And so that's why I look at this game to be like, because everybody talked about it, week five against Miami. And if you're sitting there at 1-3, getting ready to take on Miami, what better place to give Drake May the perfect soft landing at home against the Dolphins team?
Coming off, you're assuming it's going to be coming off a bad loss.
Coming off a loss.
And then, therefore, there's a little bit less when it comes to the pressure on him. It's not coming off a win. It's coming off a loss.
Right. Against
coming off back-to-back losses.
Right.
Sorry. Back-to-back losses. And so, yeah.
Against a team that is struggling offensively without their starting quarterback, and knowing this is a great game to build his confidence up, because guess what? The following week, you're playing a team that's not even as good as maybe the Dolphins and the Jaguars, and you're going to be playing in another soft landing spot in over in Europe, in London. So this will be two games you'll really be able to give them against two teams that you might be able to come away with victory. So imagine you play him and you beat Miami.
Build his confidence.
And then you beat Jacksonville.
All right, Shime, we were going to get to the rest of They Said It, which has been lingering since 7 this morning. We heard from Rob Ninkovich on Drake May. He is not on the same team as you and Wiggy and Curtis, and I don't know about Courtney, I guess Courtney too, on Drake May. But yes, what's next?
Well, we also already heard from DeMarcus Covington pumping up the tires of Drake May.
Yes.
So I got one cut left for you here. This is from the Edelman podcast with Billy O. A little reminiscing moment for you here. This was Billy O talking about the blow-up he had with Tom Brady on the sidelines. It's referenced so constantly. Here was that exchange with Edelman.
So in that game, Deion had gotten hurt, and we signed Tyquan Underwood, and we were driving the ball, and somebody else got hurt. So Tyquan had to go in. He didn't run a great end cut. He kind of faded in the corner for the Redskins, undercut it. Tom kind of looped it in there. So we come over to the sideline, and Tom's, you know, ripping Tyquan.
Oh, yeah.
And I can remember Wes like, all right, man, like, let's move on. Like,
we were frustrated because we weren't moving the ball well that game. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of shit that goes happening on the sideline.
Yeah, yeah. So then it just became, hey, Tom, like, you need to shut the F up. We got to move on now because Grossman's driving the ball. We're going to possibly go to overtime. He said, you want me to shut? You shut. And then it was just like two 15-year-olders like just yelling, shut the F up back and forth to each other.
I'll tell you right now, that was the brilliance of Billy O, because there's a lot of those Jedi mind tricks that I think that happened over there to piss him off because he played better pissed off.
Yeah.
Mm. I remember that play too, the back of the end zone is in cut where it was undercutted. But yeah, that happens in the games. You know, I remember getting in a shouting match with my head coach over, you know, and it's just the nature of the beast, and you move on from it. You know, MF and you, no MF you. I mean, but you have to get to a certain status.
Wait, was this when you were in Minnesota?
Yeah, with Mike Tice. And he was, like, yelling at me for a guy that came off the edge on a blitz, but it wasn't my guy because I was blocking a guy.
Of course it wasn't.
No, but I was blocking a guy. And, you know, he said, you know, we just got to, and then you can look at the film. The great thing about college football today is you can watch the film on the, you know, right there on the sidelines, so they can go, oh, damn, you was right. And, you know, so, but it's just part of the game.
Did Mike Tice sigh?
No.
Oh, good.
You really
remember, Mike
not.
Tice is a big dude,
he
too.
He was.
You were not a Mike Tice guy.
No, I loved Mike Tice.
Oh,
I wasn't
did?
A Brad Childress guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Was it the beard?
With who?
Childress?
No. Childress. You know what it was with Childress? And Curtis brings this up all the time with the Belichick disciples. Childress tried to act like he was Andy Reid. And he came across with, like, the Andy Reid, like, walk and approach and this and that. He was just a clown. He didn't know what the hell he was doing.
Go ahead.
They had no clue.
This is Rich from Springfield. Hello, Rich.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I'm wondering if Wiggy and his wife opened up that OF account. No, I'm just kidding.
They opened up the what?
The OnlyFans.
No, hey, soon come.
All right. I don't have an account, but for you, I'll get one.
There you go. Just send the money.
Hey, so I have an alternate. I agree with you and Shime and Chris that Drake May should start. But what if I'm looking at it from Robert Kraft's standpoint, right? If they go 1-3 or 1-4, the fans have time to say, hey, listen, Maybe Drake May will start this week. It'll keep the viewers entertained. Maybe Drake May will start. The only thing I'm nervous about is if they win this week against San Francisco and go 2-2, I'm nervous Drake May not start until week 10 or week 12.
Yeah, see, I don't know about that. I think the who is the very nice woman who listened to the show, mom who called?
Heather,
is that who it was? And said that her 17-year-old son or 18-year-old son walked in and said, I'm not interested in the Patriots anymore. I don't think there's a lot of anticipation, like, I have to watch in case Drake May gets in. I think once they decide that he's going to be the starter.
Right.
Then that's where the interest comes.
But don't you think, though, as soon as a text goes out saying, whoa, they're going with Drake, people will then go and turn on the game?
Yeah. You mean?
Like,
you
if people aren't watching, they will go and turn on the game.
Yeah, but that's what Greg just said.
Greg was saying people aren't going to turn on the game to see if Drake is starting. I think that quite the opposite. If Jacoby goes in and they pull him and they put Drake in, once the text goes out to a friend group, I bet a lot of people change the channel.
Well, didn't you just say if they put him in? Like, if they say Drake May's going to stop, we're all watching. Isn't that what you just said?
Yes. I don't know what we're debating.
Yeah, I don't either.
Can I ask a favor?
The way you said it, it came off to me that it was like the opposite, that you don't think people are tuning in to see if Drake May starts.
I think what Greg meant is, like, people aren't going to start watching the game if Jacoby Brissett is starting. Like, that's the point.
The suggestion from Rich was by floating it out there that Drake May at some point start. It's keeping the interest of the fans. I think quite the opposite. If you're not watching the Patriots on Sunday, you're not watching another game. You're out doing something. I don't know that, you know, that there's going to be a text chain.
Yeah, but if they're 2-2, I'm tuning in. I mean, I'll tune in most games, or I'll follow it on the radio and listen to Zolak. But if they're 2-2, I'm still interested. I'm afraid that they go 2-2, that Drake May won't start for a while. But I'll still watch the games if they're in it and they don't have a poor, you know, 1-5, 1-6 start. If there's, you know, around 500, I'll continue to watch even if Drake May doesn't start, even though I want him to start.
Okay.
There's just no Jacoby Brissett, no disrespect, is not very exciting to me.
No.
And I don't think he's very exciting to a lot of fans. Yeah.
And if this team is 1-4 or 1-5, and we know Drake May's the starter, people are tuning in to watch.
Greg, can I ask a favor?
Yes.
There is something that caught my eye on social media that's gone viral that I would love yours and specifically Courtney's thoughts on. Can we do that very briefly here?
Yes, of course, Curtis.
So there is this thing online where women post their ideal man and then traits beneath it.
Mm.
And this girl, Michaela, has been seen 24 million times, this post on X.
How many?
24 million views.
Okay.
From 2 days ago.
Is number one dad bod?
It is amazing how much crap this lady's gotten for just being honest about what it is that they want.
Well, what's the
her criteria for an ideal man?
But what's the vitriol like about
that? She is vain. That she only wants people that have money or look good. That she doesn't want to get to know who anybody is.
Okay.
She's judging a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Life isn't just happy because the person you're dating is rich. All of that. So here is her criteria for an ideal man: 6 foot tall or higher or taller.
Good short kings, Courtney.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Good facial bone structure.
All right.
120 plus IQ.
Wow.
Ken's out. Deep voice. Funny.
What was it? What was that one?
Deep voice.
Yeah.
Funny. Another Ken's out. Assertive.
All right.
Now I don't know what this means. Cowboy personality.
Mm, yeah.
I don't know what that means either.
It's like
country.
You know, you're a bit rough.
Ooh, edge.
Yeah, you've got an edge.
Love it. All right, and income is over $130,000.
All
right. Optional, old money, yes, or Ivy League educated.
All right.
So you're saying that this girl wants a tall, dark, handsome, rich guy?
Bro. Yeah.
Shocking.
That's a unicorn.
Like, what?
No man has all of them.
The only people that are getting mad at this woman, Michaela, are the short kings that are, like, you know, want to make more money. Like,
it's a little shallow to suggest that you're not going to date somebody if they don't make a certain amount of money.
Okay, so it's really shallow if a guy doesn't swipe right on a girl on a dating app because she doesn't have boobs the size that he wants or a pretty face.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
What's the difference?
Yeah, that's not wrong.
Well, I mean,
there's no difference.
Money's not a part of your appearance.
For a guy picking a girl, it's much different if you want to go to gender norms. I'm not saying that it always has to be that way, but I'm saying that a guy, I don't think a guy is looking for a woman with a lot of money for the for a lot of the time. But there are
who wouldn't want to find a woman who has a lot of money.
I think a lot of guys want to be the breadwinner in their relationship. Actually,
shoot, I think guys nowadays don't care. It's like the whole new.
I would love it if I always didn't have to be the breadwinner in the relationship.
It's like you're always the bread eater.
Carb face.
It's like the 666 rule now that women use in dating: what? 6 feet tall, six packs, and six figures. Like, that's what their criteria is.
Nobody has all those things. I hate to break it
to you. Well, no, but there are guys out there that do have those things.
No, there
are
really
there's plenty of guys that are over 6 feet tall.
Yes. Jaylen Brown has all those things.
Right, there are plenty.
I'm pushing 6 feet, 5'11".
Yeah. You haven't seen your bones in a long time.
Six figures. Like, a lot of guys make six figures.
I don't have the six pack, but...
But maybe two out of the three they'll take.
Mick Ultras you do.
I think two out of the three they would take.
I just think that this outrage is laughable.
Yeah, I got no issues with it.
It's the day and age we live in right now.
She wants what she wants.
Because guys do the same thing.
Yeah.
I would, if I was single, my list would be like... No kids under the age 21. No pets. Gotta have a donk on her. Beautiful chocolate skin. Mm-hmm. Gotta make... listen, I'll take 60 grand, but six figs I would prefer.
You're gonna take 60 grand depending on the donk.
Yeah, the donk is always ahead of
the... Right. The larger the donk, the less money they make.
If the donk is superior, then she can make 60 grand.
Outgoing personality.
That also seems very shallow.
Well, it's, you know what? Yeah. These are my criteria.
Okay.
Outgoing personality.
IQ under 100.
I care less about your IQ. Freaky, above a 10 or better.
Right. Doesn't mind a good one-sided conversation.
Bad listener.
Don't need none of that. I don't need none of that.
Hate seafood.
No, you can love seafood.
Hearing impaired.
My list would be, you know. But there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's that's the great thing.
But the reason this list is being mocked is because for 90% of guys, it says yes. That's it. Like, that's the criteria.
Well, but this is what the good thing, and Courtney, I always ask you about it because you were in this world of dating.
Yeah.
And Greg, you're kind of somewhat in it.
No, I'm not.
Well, no, originally.
I'm taken.
No, originally. Gosh. I was never in the world.
And now there's a whole thing on the Halloween costume. Like, Lindsay sent me a text and said, fine, Bullet and I will just go dressed as. I'm very happy to do a couple's costume.
Doesn't sound like it.
I am delighted to do a couple's costume.
You are not getting a home-cooked meal today.
Very, very happy to do a couple's
costume. That cucumber drink coming up anytime soon.
You may be going straight to the Oyster Fest solo.
Right. He's holding his own oyster. But that's why the dating world of the apps is good because it tells you everything that the person wants. So when you go look at a person, you could see all the things. And if you don't like that, you could just swipe to the right. Where back in my day, we had to have conversations. And then before you know it, you're like, oh, wait a second.
You know what's amazing about Wiggy's list? Is it sounds like a landlord. No pets, no kids under 16.
No, but you should go after what you want,
right.
and you should never settle.
Yeah.
And we might have
but those things that you're going after are the shallowest things about human beings.
What's wrong with
like
that?
You should be
okay, so if you
character,
said
personality, like the person is does a person have the potential to be your best friend? Your soulmate, like, who cares what they make or what they like? It seems like backwards. Like
no,
you're
it
selecting
seems
people.
Forward. What are generally the two things that end relationships?
Money and sex.
Money and sex. So if you're not,
and I would also put out there matching Halloween costumes.
If you're not ahead, if you're not like okay, they align with me in those two areas, then. It's not going to work. So, yeah, I mean, a guy wants a woman that looks a certain, you know, like has a certain build to her, whatever that figure is that he likes.
I do love, like, the outrage in the Twitch, like Ian Jerry, who was like, this is Courtney's the reason that men ask for body counts, assuming that I have a very high one, and then says, you know, I'm over 6 feet tall and I make a good wage and I can't get a date and I'm 36. I'm guessing it's a personality thing. By how you speak on here. So if you're checking all the boxes, like, I don't think that this woman would marry a guy with all of these, you know, over 6 feet, making over $130,000, nice jawline, if he was a douche. Like, I think that is just known that you want somebody who you like personality wise.
And should you have to settle? Like, would you settle, like, if that person doesn't have the qualities that you might? Like, oh, yeah, he makes six figures, but he's not easy on the eyes.
Right. I mean, some people do, for sure.
And I would also add that anybody that knows their IQ from an online test is usually lying about it. That was the big thing.
Don't you think people that settle are miserable?
Yes. I have friends that on dating apps look and see if they find the person attractive. Second thing they look at is where they went to college.
Huh?
What about those of us who didn't go to college?
You're out.
Back of the
line.
I don't
even stand the chance.
But I'm saying, like, that. I think that this is more
so
common.
So they're missing out on great people.
Yeah, yeah. But they know what they want.
Right. Do we have a Greg Hill jinx effect here?
Yes.
We've been talking a lot about Harry Potter of late.
Yes.
Maggie Smith passed.
Oh, no.
At 89.
Professor McGonagall?
Yep.
No.
Who's Maggie Smith?
Professor McGonagall?
Yes, Professor McGonagall. She can turn
That's
it to a cat.
Sad.
Oh, I mean, 89, great life.
Yeah, great life.
Maggie Rest Smith. In peace.
Right. She's one of the best characters in the entire thing.
Okay.
Right. Oh, and I would like to thank Nicole, who does the PR for Alamo. She is getting Santo and I in to see the Harry Potter in October.
You mentioned Halloween costumes. If you would like a commentary on where we are currently right now, do you know what one of the most popular Halloween costumes is so far for this upcoming Halloween? If you are watching on Twitch, you can see it. It is, I kid you not, sexy Ozempic. That is the Halloween.
Okay.
That is the Halloween.
All right.
That is the Halloween costume many of the ladies will be wearing. This particular Halloween.
Wow.
Nothing wrong with a sexy costume.
The sexy Ozempic.
I like it.
For a mere $99.99, you could be sexy Ozempic for Halloween.
I would love to know, and I know you're not going to tell us, what the couple's costume that you and Lindsay are supposed
to... It's very funny. She did a great job.
But I'd love to know what it is. I'd love to know what she
Does
wants
Courtney
you to dress
know?
Up as.
Crack that
Does
whip, Lynn.
That was a great pivot.
I know what it is.
Yeah, Courtney
it's
knows.
A very good costume.
All right.
It's a joke at my expense.
All right.
That's fine.
Is she a caretaker?
Huh?
Yes.
Is she a caretaker?
I'm willing to bet.
No.
I mean,
I know that's what she is, but for Halloween.
Right. You're down the right path.
Yes.
Yes.
He's an old guy in a wheelchair.
Nope. It's a spin on that. It's
kind of
a
that,
good way to
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, I could see in that world.
And it's something that you see it and you say, and then you have to think about it. And then you say, I get it.
And if he does go that down that road, he should wear the, what's it called? The
suspenders?
No, the you know when you go into the hospital and they give you that thing?
Oh, yeah, the Johnnies?
I just
told. The Johnnies with nothing underneath it, like a true old man.
I just told Chime and Curtis what it is.
Okay. Yeah. I don't want to ruin it.
No.
Okay.
But it's pretty good, though.
Yeah. Very good.
You know when old dudes wear the Johnnies when they were like in the old folks home and they got nothing on underneath their bat winging? And that's what they, a sexy nurse and an old perv.
No, I think we'll stick with the one that we decided to do. I know you always have a better idea, but we kind of like ours.
Oh, I mean, if you want to be basic, go ahead. I'm just trying to help you out.
Brady gave Lamar Jackson the nickname the Eraser, where he fixes whatever's wrong. Wiggy is the improver.
That's all I'm trying to do, Curtis.
What are you going to go as this year?
I still haven't decided yet.
Are you going to go? You did music last year.
Mm-hmm. I told you. I might
you
go as Black
Serial
Trump.
Killer.
You should go as Michelin Man.
Right, I should go as Michelin Man. That's a classic.
All right, we'll be right back. Programming note, because there's some concern, Nick Kostos remains on the show every Friday, but he had something to do today, Shime, is that right?
Yeah, he texted me earlier in the week. He was simply unavailable this week, sends his condolences, but he will be back with us next Friday.
All right.
One game that you think we should bet?
Yeah, I'll go... Give me the Bills plus 2.5 against the Ravens on Sunday Night Football.
Okay. Here is Dave in Woburn. What's up, Dave?
Not too much. How are you guys doing?
What's going on?
I was listening to your conversation this morning, and I heard Ricky say there's nobody out there who's over 6 feet, six figure.
No, I said there were a lot of guys out there that over 6 feet.
There weren't. What are you calling to say that you have all of those? You have six figures, six pack. 6 feet, is that what you're calling for?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of guys out there like that.
I mean, you
should see me underneath.
Dave, I appreciate that. I don't know that there's going to be. There may be some interest when it comes to the ladies who listen to the show. Would you like to
date Krista?
Or Johnny Bart?
Or Johnny Bart?
Yes.
Yeah. Sales smoker Johnny Bart.
No.
What's Dave's view, though?
You sound handsome.
He might look at Krista and go, she doesn't have the things I'm looking for. I mean.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, it goes both ways. You're right.
I mean, he's 6 feet, six pack, six figs.
All right. Oh, by the way, programming note, great weekend. Just 90 minutes, Ken Laird and myself tomorrow. Abbreviated version because we have the BC Eagles at 11:30 taking on the Western Kentucky. No idea what they are.
And, of course, all weekend long, Joe Castiglione's final three games on the radio, short of an occasional appearance going forward here and there. But Joe will say farewell after 42 years of calling Red Sox games, and that will certainly be a very emotional game on Sunday. And a lot of great guests, too, Curtis, right?
Great guests. Hall of Famers are going to be visiting the booth. It's going to be a weekend to honor the, 42 years calling Red Sox games.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I would tune in to WEEI all weekend long.
All right, before we go, I have one more King's Party package that you can win if you are caller number 9 on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937. You and 5 friends at King's, you pick the King's, and you get bowling, you get pizza, you get soft drinks, and you're in the running to win the grand prize, which is a King's Party for 10, you and 9 friends, and I will be there with you. Or whatever Kings you want to go to, and we will bowl and eat pizza and appetizers and soft drinks and all the things. So
soft
call now.
Drinks.
What?
Soft drinks.
What's the matter?
Showing
soft
his age on that one, huh?
Soft drinks. Well, that's what it says on the thing.
Oh.
Next, he's going to call it pop.
Yeah, soda pop.
I didn't say a soda pop.
He likes a good moxie. Yeah.
No, it's not like moxie. Soft drinks? That's what they're suggesting.
Greg's a big Tab fan.
I think they want to make it clear that they can't legally, you cannot provide alcoholic beverages. So, but they certainly have them there, and they say soft drinks, please.
All right.
Fountain. What do you want? Fountain soda.
Drink. Yeah, like, fountain's good.
Fountain soda.
I love a good fountain soda. It's the best kind.
It is the best kind.
All right, great week.
Only if it's prepared by a soda jerk.
All right,
what, Curtis?
Great week, good job.
Yeah, excellent week, everybody. We are back on Monday at Gillette Stadium for a Patriots Monday with Boomer Esiason and Gerard Mayo. Have a great weekend. Thank you for your patronage.